Trading Spaces by Samantha Herr, read by Tacola. Pairing Adam Chris, rating PG-13. Summary: Chris and Adam redesign rooms in each other's homes for an episode of Celebrity Trading Spaces. Disclaimer: No infringement on the rights of real people intended, not profiting in any way. Looks like he's speechless. Ty Pennington smirked at the cameras. That was an understatement. Chris was beyond speechless. He loves it, Adam shouted confidently from offset, or Chris's front hallway. Dude, let go, Ty hissed through a smile, prying Chris's fingers off his wrist so he could gesture to the remodeled living room. And no bachelor pad would be complete without a Sony high-def flat screen and full Bose home theatre surround sound. Adam threw in a multi-room setup, extra, he said cheerfully, pressing a remote control to reveal the huge TV and stereo recessed behind a sliding wall panel. That system had easily cost $8,000. Chris had been pricing them since Katie moved out 2 months ago, but it was the kind of expense he could never justify spending on himself. Unlike the state-of-the-art recording suite he'd just installed in Adam's basement, with the help of the Trading Spaces crew, he hadn't blinked twice at spending the money on his best friend. Adam's redesign of Chris's space, however, had him blinking all over the place. He could feel his face heating up and his throat tightening as he looked at everything his friend had done for him. Chris made himself shake off the initial shock to take in the finer details. The shimmery purple and gold curtains blocking out all the natural light. The plush zebra print rug. The sticks of lit incense smoking on every available surface. The linear burner gas fireplace that had replaced the wall previously separating the living room and dining room, and that had most definitely violated the terms of his lease. Chris choked down his rage and forced his lips into a smile. It's really something, he said. And it was all last minute, Ty gushed with fake enthusiasm. We started doing a Southern Living vibe, and out of nowhere, Adam completely changed his mind. We had to bring in extra guys to get it done overnight. Chris nodded like he was listening, all the while staring at the shiny metal pole in the corner of his room. Was that really a... No, never mind. It was obviously a stripper pole. In his living room, where he hung out with his family and friends, and met with his management team. The overtanned host was looking at him expectantly, and the cameras were still rolling. Wow, he said. Great, Ty shouted, turning to the cameras again. Another great couple of transformations for a couple of great stars. I don't know about you, but I'm exhausted. I'm going to get some rest before I tackle our next set of guests. And you're not going to want to miss them. See you next time on Trading Spaces, Celebrity Edition. He held his goofy plastic smile for a few extra seconds before the light rig switched off. The cameras drooped to aim at the ground and the five crew members in the room gave hearty sighs of relief. Thanks for being a good sport, Ty said, squeezing Chris's arm. I'm really sorry about this. A production assistant's going to come by tomorrow with the receipts and warranties, and the contractor's paperwork for you to sign off on. Adam snuck through the doorway, his hands dug deep into his front pockets, and a shit-eating grin on his face. The host glared at Adam, and added, "That rug isn't Stainmaster, so watch the blood spray," before he walked out. Hey, Adam said as the last of the sound guys fled the scene of imminent violence. What do you think? Chris released his breath in a rush and took a long moment before answering, I think I need a new best friend. Ouch! Adam didn't look surprised or hurt. I can't even imagine what you were thinking, Chris said, his anger already receded to bitter resignation. This wasn't what we agreed on. This is insane. Insanely fabulous, Adam agreed. I don't get it. What happened to Southern Living? I told you to use that magazine. Adam snorted.
Yeah, and I was, until one of the crew let slip about the recording studio.
Chris huffed and flopped down on one of the overstuffed black leather sofas. It was ridiculously comfortable in a luxurious, over-the-top way, but he wasn't about to admit that to Adam.
That was supposed to be a surprise.
Obviously. But you were supposed to be making me a temperature-controlled wine cellar.
That's no excuse, Chris said defensively, remembering his guilty excitement when he first thought up the studio design.
How do you go from surprise awesome recording studio to destroying my condo with glam?
Adam threw out his arms, doing a turn in the middle of the room.
Come on, this is gorgeous. This is exactly the room I always wanted.
Then do it in your house, not mine. You're not the one who has to live here.
Bullshit, Adam grinned. Fair's fair, Christopher. You installed the studio of your dreams, in my home. I get the living room of my dreams, in yours.
Chris opened his mouth to protest, but Adam wasn't listening. You know I don't need my own recording studio, Adam said, flipping a switch on the wall. The propane jets sparked blue and then orange, firelight flickering up the glass walls with a faint hiss.
You built it so you'd have a reason to spend more time at my place. You can't get enough of me.
I thought you'd like.
Sweetie, please.
Adam turned a dial, and the pair of 40-eared crystal and onyx chandeliers dimmed to a faint glow.
I know exactly what you were thinking.
I thought, Chris tried again.
I mean, it's a great investment. What if you want to use it someday?
Adam scooted up another remote from the glossy black coffee table and switched on the stereo. A deep bass beat started thudding through the darkened room, tingling up Chris's spine where it pressed against the leather. His gut tightened in response, and his dick twitched approvingly.
Wait, Chris said, belatedly noticing the mood Adam had created in the room.
Can you feel the subwoofers?
Adam sank down onto the couch next to him, a hand braced on the cushion above Chris's head.
Oh, yeah, that's nice, he purred.
Adam, wait.
If you need another excuse to be around me, Adam cut him off, I'll give you the perfect one.
He swung his leg over Chris's thighs and leaned in, nosing along the side of his neck.
Chris's body melted into the cushions, his neck arching back as his cock jerked in his jeans, his brain spinning. He hadn't known, hadn't thought he wanted.
Jesus.
I know, baby, Adam said against his skin. Come here. And he tipped Chris's face over and kissed him with soft lips.
Chris gasped, hand rising instinctively to Adam's hip.
Adam smiled against his mouth and kissed him again, opening Chris up with his tongue, teasing a groan out of him with his taste.
Adam's long fingers were hot on Chris's cheek, the leather under them heating up to skin temperature and moulding to their bodies.
The candlelight, firelight, he corrected himself,
lease violating firelight.
The music, the musky incense.
Every one of his senses had been taken over by Adam.
Chris whimpered and tried to turn his body to get even closer, but Adam had him securely pinned.
Admit it, Adam whispered, hand sliding under Chris's t-shirt to thumb one of his nipples.
You love this room.
Oh God, he did.
This was the best room ever. But with his last shred of indignation, Chris got a handful of Adam's hair and dragged him in for a deeper kiss, before mumbling his final protest into Adam's mouth.
Adam pulled back, laughing.
Did you say stripper pole?
Chris's face flamed red, but he nodded stubbornly.
Don't knock it till you've seen me try it, Adam suggested.
And then he shifted up to straddle Chris, and rolled his hips in a way that made Chris very interested in a demonstration.
The end.